Here's Carr calling signals. Takes the snap. Stands tall. Throws. Short left. Caught by Miller. Yes. Takes it over the five. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Houston. David Carr to Billy Miller. The first touchdown in Texans history.
Welcome back to Texans Huddle, as we've been spending just about every day out here at OTAs, just outside the practice bubble here. One familiar and great face to see out there was that of David Quisenberry.
No, this is the best story of the Texans OTAs. And this, honestly, Quisenberry was the best story last year. He battles and overcomes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Just a completely inspiring guy with the Team DQ movement, Patty. Raises $100,000 for cancer research last year. He was honored by the city of Houston. He's the home field captain. But none of that really matters compared to what Quisenberry wants to do outside of beating cancer and continue to do that. He wants to return to the field. And, it, you know, as incredible as the story is, the football side is a little, is just as crazy. When you consider that he's never played in the NFL. He was a sixth-round pick 2 years ago, but he had a foot injury, missed his entire rookie season. Last year, he was out the whole year because of cancer. And now, you know, just 6 months removed, really, from the end of the season. He wants to get back on the field and play for this team. And it was very interesting this week to hear Bill O'Brien open the door. And he said, look, you know, nothing's decided about this. We still have to go through the process. But the Texans are open to it. If David Quisenberry can get cleared by his doctors, he's going to have a shot to compete for a spot on the 53-man roster.
And even head coach Bill O'Brien said this is the best story going on out here. We had a chance to talk to Bill and David yesterday.
I would say that this season is a possibility. I would not rule it out. I would not rule it out, but we haven't come to that determination yet. He's here every day. He's not allowed to be out there as far as, you know, in the practice, but he's out there. You guys see him out there. He's in all the meetings. He can lift weights. I just think it's an unbelievable story, and it says a lot about him, and it says a lot about our organization, I think, that you know, we've stuck by him.
Hard to put a percentage on it, but I can definitely feel myself getting stronger, and that's exciting. I can feel myself getting stronger. I can feel my body changing, and it's motivating for me to, like, push, you know, that much harder.
Well, clearly we're all pulling for David Quisenberry, and hopefully he will be out here on the field this year. But, you know, they could actually use him on the offensive line with the loss of Chris Myers. We've talked a lot about that this offseason, and leaves things a little questionable sometimes in some spots.
This is a thin area for this team, Patty, and this is a concern. You know, it actually is going to factor in, I believe, into the decision between Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett. Mallett is not a mobile quarterback at all. Hoyer is mobile, and you can roll him out. He's not a great runner, but he's athletic. Getting to the offensive line, though, you lose Chris Myers. He was basically, with Dwayne Brown, he was the core of this offensive line. He was the anchor, 12-year vet, never missed a game for this team. He was a salary cap casualty, and he's getting older, so he's not here anymore. They've actually talked to him to try and bring him back, and maybe that happens with a reduced salary as we get closer to training camp. But Ben Jones right now is trying to play the center spot, learn the center spot. He did it in college, but this is new for him again in the NFL. And you could have a second-year guard in Xavier Suafilo, who was a disappointment last year. He started slow, came on a little bit at the end of the year, but, you know, you're talking about two of your five key offensive line spots could be new this year. That's a weak, thin offensive line with potentially a non-mobile quarterback in Ryan Mallett. That's not a great position for this team right now.
Well, and head coach Bill O'Brien said he's never concerned about anything. He doesn't like when the media says, are you concerned? But it's definitely something he's given some thought to.
You know, again, like, you guys always, all of you guys always use the word worried with me. You know, I don't really get, I really don't get worried. You know me. Like, I get worried about my family. I get worried about, what I do is I try to analyze the roster, and I try to look at the roster and say, okay, where do we need some help? Right now on the offensive line, I like the competition that's going on there, but I think that's going to be something that we're going to have to evaluate all the way through training camp, because when you're out there in no pads, it's kind of easy to see what the assignments are and who's making mistakes as far as assignments go. But as far as contact and how they're doing in that regard, it's tough because there's no pads on. So right now I'm happy with the way they're working. I'm happy with the way they're being coached. But that one's going to have to play out for a while.
All right, we've taken another time out on the show, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll talk a little J.J. Watt, Vince Wilfork, and Chris Polk. Stay with us.